SFM, jou streek, jou frekwensie, jou musiek.
Die menings wat tydens promosiegesprekke op SFM streek radio gedeel word, is die van die gaste en die besighede wat hulle verteenwoordig en weerspieël nie noodwendig SFM streek radio se sienings nie. Die inhoud is vir promosiedoeleindes en vorm nie professionele advies nie. SFM streek radio voldoen aan Suid-Afrika se advertensieregulasies en verseker deursigtigheid en eerlikheid in promosie-inhoud. SFM streek radio onderskryf egter nie enige produkte of dienste wat genoem word nie. Luisteraars moet die inligting onafhanklik verifieer en professionele advies inwin voordat besluite geneem word. SFM streek radio is nie verantwoordelik vir enige besluite wat op grond van hierdie gesprekke geneem word nie.
Yeah, I'm speaking to the man himself this morning, and it's Mr. Paul Hotzenberg, as I've promised earlier.
Hi Danny.
Paul, good to see you as always.
Great to be here.
And I love the outfit today with, that's...
Thanks a lot.
Very, very earthy. You're looking smart today.
It's all about the plant, so yeah.
Exactly. So, Paul, I see we're talking about lawn today.
Lawn
care. And we're moving into a new house soon. And the lawn is in relatively good shape, but there's a couple of areas that are looking pretty sad and definitely needs attention. And I know we're not the only ones. You hear a lot about people that struggle with things with the lawn.
Yeah.
So, although it's winter, is there something I can start doing to, some rehabilitation and caring to get things off to a good start?
Yes, most definitely there is. Any time is a good time to start taking care of your lawn. So it might look bad, but go for it. It's never too early, as they say. So lawns are an asset, as we know, to the overall aesthetic of one's home and also add value to your property. A lovely lawn is something your kids and yourself can enjoy, whether they're playing in it or simply relaxing in the shade of your favorite tree, with a nice bottle of wine on a Sunday afternoon. So, yeah, lawns are great.
Oh,
great to have.
You're just making me less, eh?
So, it's Monday, Danny.
It's Monday. Yeah, it's Monday. My head's still stuck on the weekend. So what's the first steps in the process of lawn care?
Okay, so during winter, most lawns are pretty much dormant. But in the Southern Cape, our winters are not that harsh. So with a bit of care, we can still have a nice, lush green lawn. To begin the process, we first have to aerate the roots of the lawn. So firstly, cut your lawn shorter than you normally would. Rake up any leftover grass cuttings, and then make sure your lawnmower's blades are sharp before starting. This is to ensure the grass leaves are not torn off, as this could lead to diseases and fungi infiltrating your lawn. And then next, one needs to aerate the lawn's roots to ensure healthy growth. So listeners can either use a spiked roller or a fork to do this. And remember to water your lawn beforehand, as this will make the task much easier, especially if you are using a fork.
Yeah.
And then sunken areas on your lawn can be leveled by using either lawn dressing after you've aerated it.
All right.
Yeah, just to prepare.
All right, fantastic. Now, we're going to listen to some music, and then we'll be back with some serious follow-up questions.
All right.
Word deel van ons Facebookblad vandag nog. facebook.com/SFM-streek.
Okay, baie welkom terug. Ek gesels met Paul Hotzenberg van Protec. So, Paul, we're talking about lawn care.
Yes.
Now, we've gone through the first steps, and the lawn is prepared. Which fertilizer to start with? I'm still trying to figure out which is the best for lawns during winter, and I think Southern Cape's different from where I'm from.
So I'd advise to begin with a general fertilizer. It contains phosphate for root and leaf growth stimulation. It's a good general feeding for your lawn. So you want to strengthen the roots during the slower growing season to prepare for spring, where you'll start focusing on leaf growth. Strengthening the roots will later on help your lawn to absorb fertilizer with a high nitrogen content, which is focused on leaf growth. And then you should first apply Protec 232 General Fertilizer or Guano Pellets, which is the organic equivalent for root and leaf stimulation. Guano Pellets contains both macro and micro elements, which are essential for good soil health, and then this ensures a healthy lawn. And then about six weeks later, you can fertilize with Protex 713 Lawn and Foliage or Lancan. And these have high nitrogen content and are focused on leaf growth. Or one could apply organic Grow Green. Grow Green is obviously the equivalent of the 713 and the Lancan. And it contains both also macro and micro elements, which are important for soil health and also for your lawn. And then remember to water well after applying the fertilizer to avoid your lawn possibly getting burnt by the nitrogen. So you can then rotate your feeding between the organic and chemical products every 6 weeks to ensure a healthy, lush, and inviting lawn. It's good to rotate because your ground does need as much nutrients that you can possibly get into it to feed the lawn, basically.
Yeah, so yeah. It's similar to human nutrition. You need variety.
Yes.
So it's good to rotate.
It's good to rotate. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so now that we've begun our fertilizing program, what about watering? And how often should one do this, especially in summer when we get less rain?
Yeah, so soil quality determines your watering routine. Commonly, a good 25 mil drenching every 7 days should be enough for your lawn. But this may seem sparse, but it encourages the roots to grow deeper in search of water and nutrients. 25 mils every 7 days is a rough guide, but you may find that your soil is very porous, which means you'll need to water more frequently. If you are unsure about your lawn's watering needs, walk on it. If it does not spring up immediately or spring back rather, then you need to water it. If you need to... If you find it takes place every 4 or so days, then change your watering routine schedule to suit your lawn's needs for
best results. If you see you need to make it more regular, then do that. All right.
Because the soil quality does differ everywhere.
Absolutely. Sometimes you have more sandy soil like you said.
Especially down.
All right, we're going to go back to some music, and we'll be back right now.
Jy, ja jy, nou dat ons jou aandag het, vertel jou vriende van SFM en ondersteun plaaslik. SFM maak elke dag 'n goed vol dag. SFM.
Ek gesels met Paul Hartsenburg, ouder gewoonte, we doing the whole gardening and lawn care discussing this morning. So we've now looked at the fertilizing program. We've got that in place. We've got our watering routine sorted out. Mm-hmm. So what about mowing and cutting of the lawn? Is there anything in particular that we should know, that we should keep in mind?
Yeah, well, the main thing is to cut your lawn regularly to keep it neat, tidy, and at a manageable length. If you leave it to grow long and then cut it short, the sun will probably burn it, and your lawn then will take some time to recover from this, which is not really what you want. Then you've got to basically start all over again. So with your care routine and so forth. So rather make sure your lawn mows, first of all, make sure your lawn mows blades are sharp. As previously said, as rough tearing cuts can allow disease to take hold, like fungi may appear on your lawn. So don't mow your lawn as short as possible, as this could also lead to burning. The best is to try and maintain it at a length of between 2.5 to 4 centimeters for areas that carry a lot of traffic, and then cut it to a length of, best is to maintain it at 2.5 to 4, and then for areas that do carry a lot of traffic, try about 5 centimeters, more or less.
Okay, so you want to give it a bit more of a buffer there.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then remember not to cut more than a third of the length of the grass blade is sort of the general rule.
Okay.
Rather cut more often to avoid this. So if you do have wonderful lawn that is might have over fertilized or something, you might have to cut 3 times a week or 2 times a week just to avoid it growing too long before you cut again.
And don't over fertilize,
just keep it at every 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
And everything should be fine. Yeah.
All right.
And then once you're into your lawn care routine, keep to it. And you're bound to have a wonderful lawn, lush lawn to enhance your garden and enjoy playing and relaxing on. Yeah. So it's pretty simple.
Yeah, you're making definitely sound simple. But, all right, so because it's all about lawn today, does Protec have any lawn seed for sale to the public?
Yes, we do. We've got Pro Lawn or Protec Pro Lawn. which can be sown to create a new lawn, or sow over your current lawn as a filler in patchy or shady areas. Protec Pro Lawn grows well in both shade and full sun and handles traffic well, as said. And then, it was used on the soccer fields during the 2010 World Cup. So it proves that it can handle a lot of traffic. So, yeah, it's a good seed to use.
Fantastic. That's good to know. Any summaries?
I can do a quick summary for you.
Yeah, please.
In winter, you can use the Protec 232 General Fertilizer or the Guano Pellets, which is an organic equivalent, and replenishes macro and micro elements. That's the Guano Pellets, and that'll leave your soil in a great condition. The 232 and Guano Pellets stimulate root growth and leaf growth. And then for spring and summer feeding, one can use the Lawn and Foliage 713 or Landcan, or the Grow Green, which is the organic equivalent. And these fertilizers stimulate leaf growth. So that leaves your lawn looking incredible. And then, of course, we spoke about the Protec Pro Lawn, which is our seeds. And you can use that either in shady areas or in areas where you might need to just do a bit of a filler on your current lawn. So, yeah, that's about it.
All right. So, yeah. Like you said, you can use that where it's a little bit thin or where there's no grass even.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That's good to know. So where can listeners find out more about the products and where can they buy them?
Okay. So you can access our website at www.protec.co.za, where you can find out more about our products. And then listeners can also follow us on Facebook and YouTube, where you'll find many helpful hints and short videos concerning Protec products. And then, of course, our products are readily available at most retailers, hardware stores, nurseries, and co-ops in the area. So, yeah, you should be pretty well cared for.
Fantastic. And also, you know, when people go on social media, there is this handsome guy that's doing all the explaining on how to use the products.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, let the ladies be the judge. Let them go have a look at the videos and be the judge. All right, so Paul, thank you so much. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Danny, and thanks to the listeners. And take care and have a fantastic week.
And likewise.
Thank you.
Daar's beste en pla in my huis en tuin. Wat maak ek?
Spuit daai gogras, spuit hom nou. Gooi daai kunstmis sommer gou. Spuit daai gogras, spuit hom nou. Protec is die een vir jou. Protec is die een vir jou.
Protec vir jou huis en tuin. Vir meer inligting, besoek ons webwerf protec.co.za.
Adverteer jou besigheid vandag nog op SFM. Vir meer inligting, skakel SFM gerus by 044-801-7811.